Kaya Biz with Google and Fopi
on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air.
Indeed, we are on the street, we are on the air. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. A moment ago, you might have heard us reflecting on the interest rate announcement that has taken place in South Africa, and of course, following in line with what we're seeing internationally, where interest rates and central banks are positioning themselves to battle a rising inflation. And these are all factors that actually have an influence on the property space. One of the biggest investments that we tend to make as South Africans, either through residential property investments or within the commercial property space. And let's focus on the commercial property space for a moment. If you consider the office parks that have been impacted by the pandemic, and of course, just a variety of dynamics that just might be delaying the recovery in that sector. This is Inside Your Pocket, where we're going to take a look at the commercial property sector in South Africa, and of course, a report that highlights some of the pressing concerns that exist in that environment. So joining me for this conversation is John Luce, Property Sector Strategist at FNB Commercial Property Finance. John, good to have you with us, and thank you for your time.
Hello, Gugu.
Always good to touch base with you. And this time around, I guess we need to put on a different hat, right? Taking a look at the FNB Commercial Property Broker Survey. Give us context firstly as to what the survey takes a look at, and I guess a simplified description regarding commercial property so that we're well aware of the kind of spaces that we're discussing tonight.
Well, it's a survey of perceptions of property brokers. I've done it this way because brokers are right at the, if you could call it, at the front end. They feel the movements in the market first, long before it gets to our numbers, our data, or our lending data. They feel how many, you know, sort of how much interest there is in buying properties in various sectors when people start contacting them. So it's, you know, long before that transaction is even registered. So it's useful from that point of view as a leading indicator of property. And it's of commercial property. FNB also has an estate agent survey for residential, but here we focus on commercial property. The three main sectors: office, industrial, and retail, and their general strength.
Got you. And let's take a look at what is happening within that particular space. One would assume that while the world has opened up, no more lockdown, surely there should be some kind of recovery.
Well, there was. So the recovery is, I wouldn't say come and gone already, but it reached its worst. So we asked, the first question we asked the brokers is, on a scale of 1 to 10 in your sector that you trade in, with regards to sales activity, how would you rate activity? And the lowest one, let's go back to the COVID lockdowns. That was when all these ratings on the scale of 1 to 10 reached their lowest. And then after that, they gradually started recovering in office, industrial, and retail sectors. But the office sector lagged behind, a big work-from-home challenge for the office sector. It already had rising vacancy rates even in the years before lockdowns. Retail, somewhere in the middle, also recovering after COVID. Industrial, benefiting from a sort of a change in the way we operate because of greater online retail and the greater need for logistics and warehousing as a result. So that did the best of the lot. Then a few quarters ago, interest rates started to rise, and in the second quarter, the economy started to slow. So we've had, after prior recovery, we've had a bit of a decline in these in all three sectors' activity levels. The most recent quarter, in the third quarter, office still the worst on a rating of 3.99 out of 10, so that's very weak still. Retail, 4.56, also pretty weak. And industrial, the strongest of the lot, on 5.92. So that's the relative order of things. But all three of them now slowing in terms of perceived sales activity.
Help us understand, what are the driving factors or contributing factors to the slowdown?
Well, the slowdown now is about interest rate hiking. For one, I believe that's the big one. I mean, it's not just interest rate hiking. There's inflation rising.
Yeah.
That eats into consumers' wallets, and that affects retail property, for instance. Petrol prices affect commuting. I don't know how much that affects office demand. That's a sort of a short-term thing. But oil prices, food prices, big inflation surges across the world, and interest rate hiking across the world has slowed the world economy too. and that affects our export trade as well. So our economy is slowing partly because of our own interest rates, but partly because of what's happening in the world.
Sure.
And you know, slower economy affects the demand for a commercial space as well.
Mm. And I think this is a very interesting reflection, because a lot of us go to shopping malls and office parks, and we might actually see that, you know, some spaces have been left vacant. You see the paper covering the glass doors and entrances, showing us that whoever the tenant was that was there has clearly vacated the vicinity. Does this give us some insight, as you say, to the pressure that business remains under, that some of these businesses are just saying, well, we can't manage with these particular leases and the costs involved?
Yeah, look, I think it definitely, when you go into shopping, a lot of shopping centres, you do, I mean, compared to a few years ago, a very significant amount of that paper over the windows which signals a vacant store. I've noticed it as well in some more than others. So I think it's visible for the public. You know, if they look in the small, they'll see it. And there is data to show that as well. If one looks at TPN, the rental credit bureau, they've got a commercial percentage of tenants in good standing by sector. Now, they at the beginning of this year, that percentage of tenants in good standing with their rental payments and landlords were in the first quarter was 63%. That's just down slightly from the previous quarter. And what's more concerning is that it did recover after lockdown somewhat, but it's still low compared to above 70% of tenants in good standing prior to the lockdowns.
Mm.
So we haven't really fully recovered to 2019 in terms of tenant payment performance.
Mm.
And we've also seen, you know, vacancy rates are elevated compared to what they were a few years ago as well.
Sure, that's really concerning. And I'm assuming these are the financial decisions that businesses are also making to actually move to more affordable spaces. How is that, I guess, unfolding when we take a look at the dynamics in different metros?
That's difficult to say when it comes to, if one looks at retail malls. I mean, the most affordable places to be a tenant are in the smaller shopping centres, the neighbourhood shopping centres.
Mm.
But they don't seem to be a sweet spot. They've also got high vacancy rates now and pressure. Community shopping centres, one up in terms of size categories, tend to be a sort of a relative sweet spot. But all of them are, you know, in terms of vacancy rates, are up on what they were a number of years ago, from the small neighborhood centers all the way up to the super regional. It hasn't been a wonderful picture for all of them. I'd say through the last few years of lockdowns, the smaller centers have done slightly better than the big regionals, but they've all taken some pressure.
This raises a lot of concerns, John, as I can imagine, for individuals or even entities and trusts and companies that might set themselves up to invest in these particular properties. It means that, I guess, the outlook being a lot more muted means that investors themselves need to be a lot more realistic about some of the delays or the slowdown that we're seeing in the market. How will this likely impact property investors who have a keen interest in the commercial property space?
Well, I think that at the moment, especially with interest rates rising, you probably find a bigger portion of investors does a bit of a wait and see. And that's probably why you are seeing these property brokers in our survey saying that their sales activity levels are slowing down at the moment, because it is a highly credit-driven market. But that's probably not the only thing that would concern the property investor. The other one is that in recent years, rising vacancy rates. They'd want to see a turnaround in that. I think there's a lot of concern around office space, especially, not just because of the cycle. You know, look, the interest rate hiking cycle will come and go. That's normal. We expect by the end of the interest rate hiking cycle will peak. But when you've got important structural changes, that creates more uncertainty and more hesitation. And in office space at the moment, we've normalized. There's been no curfew restriction, COVID restrictions, lockdown restrictions on the office property market for quite some time. And what you're seeing is a peak working week of maybe 3 days at best, where, you know, there's a high attendance in the office space Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it's a shorter attendance week, And even that is probably not as high as what it was on average before COVID. So people are working to a greater degree remotely. Mm. And then that raises questions as to how much office space. Oh, there's also hoteling where, you know, a big company now, they put in the software to book ticket, book desks online, so you don't have desks reserved for you if you're on leave or not at the office. So we were improving the efficiency or the way we utilize desk space, and that means less office space needed.
Yeah.
So vacancy rates in office space are high, and there's a lot of uncertainty about how is this the new normal, or do more people still come back to the office? We're not quite sure yet, but I think it's probably just about normal. And what's normal now is not what was normal in 2019. There's a lot more empty parking and a lot more empty desk space on any day in the head offices that I've seen, which didn't bode well for, in the near term, you know, the office property market probably has to shrink, and then you repurpose a portion of it. There is a significant degree of residential repurposing in play already. But, you know, during those times, it's, you know, investors can be somewhat hesitant.
My goodness, John, sounds like interesting times, a whole new chapter to a book that we're writing around property themes and trends here. And I'm keen to understand, as you say, these are nuances that we're experiencing currently in South Africa in light of this change and evolution that's taking place. But are we finding that there are particular locations in metros, coastal or inland, that might be witnessing this change at a more rapid pace?
Yeah, this is the interesting part. So there's other changes happening in the country as well.
Yeah.
And for two decades now, we've seen noticeable signs of the so-called centigration. Western Cape being the biggest recipient of these highly skilled and affluent centigrants. Now that's important. That not only do they bring purchasing power with them to a region when they're higher income and higher wealth levels, but they also bring their skills levels. And skilled labor is what drives a modern services-dominated economy like our own. So there's been this net sort of inflow of semigrants into the Western Cape specifically, and also to the KZN coast to a degree as well,
okay.
and a bit of an outflow out of Gauteng. So that's, you know, that's a bit of a predictor, I've believed, of longer-term economic performance. And I think what we're starting to see now is the Western Cape, which has branded itself or built a brand as a well-run province at a council level and a provincial government level. That's what businesses and individuals are increasingly looking for, is well-run local governments. And so they're benefiting from that skills inflow and that business inflow. And I think now we might be starting to see the Western Cape pull away in terms of economic performance from the other provinces. And that drives property demand. So what we're seeing, if you look at residential developments now, building plans passed, this will be the first time this year possibly that the Western Cape has a higher number of building plans passed than Gauteng's numbers. That's never happened before.
Yeah.
So very significant growth in residential development. Also, even in office developments, funnily enough, although the office sector is troubled. So I think that economically we're getting these disparities now, and the Western Cape region seems to be the strongest commercial property markets, strongest residential property markets at the moment, and the Gauteng commercial property markets seem to be the weakest of the major metro markets.
Wow. Never thought I'd hear that, ever, right? Because there's always this assumption that Gauteng is this melting pot and there's a great sense of resilience here because of the economic hub that we're in. But I guess we don't have the sea, the sunshine or the mountain, hence all the attractiveness to the Western Cape maybe there, John. But to close off with, John, I can imagine that there's a... We've spoken about investor appetite. We've spoken about how it is that we should approach this. But I'm really keen to talk about novice investors, because the specific listener that we speak to might be individuals who are still testing the waters in terms of exposure and investment opportunity within the commercial property space. This is usually what they ask you at the Braai, and I'm going to do it again today. What should we do?
Well, I think it's about creativity at the moment. And you know, there are the people. I mean, the one theme, as I've alluded to, is the buying up of often cheaper, older office properties and repurposing it in, you know, in a creative way into residential property. That's what's been happening of late. Then of course it's about how retail reinvents itself because of greater online retail. How are we going to set up last mile deliveries for the, you know, for the online sort of, I don't want to call it a boom, but the, the surge in online that's coming in the coming years. So there's a lot of, you know, it's a thinking property market at the, and I don't pretend to have all the answers myself. It's not the property market for the next few years where you can just buy any piece of property and the values are going up. Mm. That's not where we are with the stagnant economy we've got now, apart from possibly the Western Cape. But it's more about, you know, to understanding those changes, those structural changes from, you know, greater remote work, a smaller office sector, repurposing data center business for greater sort of, you know, that's one of the small sectors that's required. And there's a specific type of property that's unique to data centers. And then there's online retail and a whole redesign of retail with sort of last mile delivery depots or points that have to be near to the client. And how does that change the face of retail and retail property? Those are the type of questions we got to try answer for ourselves. The ones that do that best are going to sort of come out, you know, they're going to win the game.
Sure. John, we really appreciate your time and, of course, the feedback and insight that you've shared with us and the perspective, right? Because as you say, changing environment, lots of influencing factors. The opportunities are still there, but we really do need to make sure that we not only tread with caution, but that we empower ourselves with enough knowledge and understanding as possible. Thank you so much for your time this evening, John. I've learned a thing or two. Hey, next time we go to Cape Town, I think we'll be looking very differently at that particular environment in the Western Cape overall. Thanks again, John.
It's a pleasure, Gugu.
That's John Luce, property sector strategist at FNB Commercial Property Finance, giving us some insight into FNB's commercial property broker survey. So you heard there the outcomes, confidence levels, and of course what we're seeing in terms of sales, buying activity. And overall, it is looking a lot weaker than what we've anticipated because of the changing economic climate that we're in. But if anything, as John mentioned, do your research. The Western Cape specifically is a key part of the country that is performing incredibly well. But there are pressure points to commercial property. And it's all the factors we know. Load shedding, also higher interest rates and working from home, or as more South Africans just choose and opt to migrate outside of these urban areas. Semigration is the term, to more remote or outside areas outside of the province. That and those are factors that we need to be cognizant of. Share your thoughts with us, though. Don't say we don't empower you to find opportunities in various investment streams, including property and many others that exist.
Kaya Biz with Kubulethu Mfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.